This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Lance is having an issue this morning, so we will...
Well, it's an issue he created.
Well, he creates it. I don't know what the hell.
Why? Let's use the day where I only have maybe 3 minutes of time between when I actually have to do my job right. to drink my boo-boo juice again.
He's drinking boo-boo juice again, where he has to run out of here as soon as the segment ends so that he can use the bathroom. Who's the intern today?
Andrew.
Andrew. Andrew, do not use that bathroom today.
Yeah. We might have to...
I don't know. See, the third floor one is locked.
Always
locked. So we can't go down to the third floor.
And the second floor one, I don't think, is always readily available either. So yeah. I think we're going to have to use the ladies' restroom. There's a key in there for us. It's for them, but I think we're going to have to use it.
For those people?
The ladies who work here.
You said them. That's the same thing as saying those people.
Them people. But I think we're going to have to commandeer that restroom because I don't want to deal with boo-boo juice.
Man... Why would you come to work and drink boo-boo juice?
I don't know why he has to do it today. Why can't this be pushed back to tomorrow?
Tomorrow, he's off. You can blow up your own house.
This is the same guy who will leave and go do it without the boo-boo juice 3 minutes into a break. So we can't really explain why he does what he does. Like, hey, Lance, we've been on break for 3 minutes. Now's the time you decide to leave.
He's telling draft stories and the whole break. And then, oh, I got to go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom first.
And I'm starting to have to go to the bathroom now.
So congratulations. You can follow the boo-boo juice-induced things that Lance does.
I'm not doing that. This Shohei Ohtani thing is really getting
you're a little
troublesome.
Concerned, right?
No, a little concerned? The Angels are real now. What the bleep?
At least they're starting off great. And
yeah, you know
he's
what?
Really good.
That just gives you confidence the whole way through. Can you imagine? Are the Astros a wild card team?
Well, it's too early to say that. It's baseball.
No, I know, but why is this team? I'm a little disgusted with this Angels team
right
now.
They won five in a row. They're 11-3. Their newest acquisition, who was awful in spring training, is great when it matters.
Yeah, all that. Dell. Yeah, thanks.
Well,
no, all of those things. Yeah,
the Astros have two pitchers who you're not sure you can count on, and they're not hitting. And the Angels, all really new blood, fresh, and looking to make a statement.
What the hell? Astros are actually...
A game and a half,
13 games into the season are looking up in the standings.
That wasn't what we expected.
No. And there is a little article out here about the flaws of each major league team. What do you think the Astros is?
Well, it would be unfair for me to say it because I'm going to grab the article.
The Astros are off to a good start. One problem does jump out. Houston just isn't hitting the ball for much power. Among the best in hits, average, and on base, they're a little too reliant on singles. Houston ranks 18th in home runs hit, extra base hits, and slugging. You got to believe that this lineup is going to turn it around. And you know what? I think they started in Minnesota. You know, that comeback from down 8-0 was awesomeness. Unfortunately, that didn't pay off. That would have been the kind of win. Now they had the day off and they're playing the Rangers. By the way, thanks ESPN. We could have had a doubleheader of awesome, like a whole day of drinking and watching our teams. If the Astros would play a day game against the Rangers, there's Sunday night baseball against the Rangers. Oh, thanks, because the Rockets are on at the same time.
Well, don't they schedule a Sunday night? How far
out
do
they schedule
Sunday night games? You can't blame them for giving you a primetime game just because it so happens the Rockets are starting on a Sunday and not a Saturday. That's not ESPN's fault.
That's on ESPN.
You can't blame them for everything.
Well, take it off now. And you know what?
Is it TNT who has the Rockets on Sunday night?
Yeah.
Why don't you blame TNT? Why are you putting the Rockets?
Screw TNT. No, because ESPN. That's why.
You're choosing.
Yeah, because they moved. The Astros play at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Okay,
so a lot of people are like, how come my team, the best team in baseball, well, not so far, but the best team last year, doesn't have their primetime games? People bitch about that too.
Well, I bitch about that too. You're right, but in this instance, jerks. Now, I honestly, the Shohei Ohtani thing is getting to be a little troublesome.
Yeah, you don't need the Angels having two really, really good players.
No. No. And dude can rake. He can hit. I mean, and he can, God.
And he can come out every Sunday and shut you down, apparently, at least so far.
Yeah. Yeah. And his stat is out there. So he's the number one in slugging, one in slugging percentage and number two in slugging percentage against when he's pitching. So that's a pretty damn good combination.
Sit down, Boo Boo Juice.
Hey, Boo Boo Juice is back.
That's your nickname, Boo Boo Juice.
Boo Boo Juice.
Like,
I was meeting with David Gow.
Daniel, no, that's
no. That's what you're calling David Gow? No?
I thought you're meeting.
Oh,
no, how David Gow called me into the
office. Speaking of disrespectful.
Where? In what office?
In the bathroom?
No, in the culture map side.
That's
on our side, on the good side.
We were saying you were having a meeting with Boo Boo Juice. That's what you're calling David Gow now?
David Gow. Oh, you think David Gow?
No, you just called him that. I didn't call him that.
You think David Gow wants to be associated with what you just did?
What? I just went to talk about a new client.
He doesn't want
to
be your cover.
I went to talk about a new client.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that what it was called dropping off the kids?
You're calling clients now?
I thought it was called dropping off the kids. Now it's meeting with the client?
Yeah.
What? I don't do euphemisms, Dell.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't play the euphemism game.
Yeah, Well, you kind of do.
I'm sure that what's the dude's from Rent? What's the guy from Renter's name again?
Richard Drake.
Richard Drake likes being referred to as a client.
I didn't refer to anybody. Their products are great. What did I do? I didn't do anything wrong.
Stunk up that bathroom.
Oh, God, look.
They can see you on the stream. By the
James
way,
James Woods dropping.
Who's
the
watching
deuce
on the stream? Go watch.
No one's on the stream. No one even knows.
Lance is holding up Boo Boo Juice on the stream. Go watch it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Sports map.
Oh, see, what is going on here? Some people are getting ugly on Twitter. Manny's in the middle of it. By the way, we're going to have apologies today? Because I'm going to have to apologize to Manny and Ken Hoffman. Put them both in a body bag on Twitter this week.
You know nothing? Why would you give it away beforehand?
Apologize and put them in body bags?
But that I did put them in body
bags. Oh, you're apologizing for putting them in body bags.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Astros this weekend with the Rangers in town. But again, conflict of interest. We got Rockets and Astros same time on Sunday night. Well, Rockets start at 8. Astros are going to start at 7. Maybe we can get over to the ballpark Minute Maid, drink for an hour, and then get over to the Rockets. And drink.
I'm sure you can go to the Minute Maid and be consistent with how people show up for the Rockets. Go to Minute Maid for a couple hours and then show up at like 8:30 for the game.
That is kind of true. Unfortunately, that hits home.
We get it, guys.
Yeah. Other stuff going on in what about Reuben Foster? Holy crap, dude.
Reuben Foster, this is a perfect example of why there's so many people who like to act like team shouldn't care about character. You absolutely should care about character. And Reuben Foster, remember when it was Rolando McClain from Alabama?
Yeah.
I don't, in the scouting world, I can tell you this. You wouldn't believe how many scouts say, I don't know how Nick Saban keeps guys from getting in so much trouble. And I know the thought is maybe they cover up some, but they generally speaking don't get in a lot of trouble at Alabama. But then when the players get out of Alabama, oh my gosh, it seems like guys have issues.
Well, we'll tell you what Reuben Foster, this dude's facing 11 years in prison.
Reuben Foster, it's to the point now, if I'm San Francisco, even if nothing happens with Reuben Foster, can you count on him?
Oh no.
You got to look inside linebacker again.
I don't know with this. I really don't know how you, if you're the San Francisco 49ers, how you can look at your fan base and say, no, we care about domestic. We care about, you know, guys being,
right,
having good character. Because this, with the accusations against this guy, holy crap. 812 ESPN 97.5. I got to talk about my man, John Clay Wolf. John Clay Wolf is waiting for you to go to GiveMeTheVin.com. And by waiting, I mean they're actually sitting there because you will put your VIN number in, and they'll get back to you in a minute. It's unbelievable how quick they get back to you. GiveMeTheVIN.com. John Clay Wolf is joining us right now here on the show. What's up, John Clay Wolf?
Speaking of suck, straight out of Dallas, Texas, good morning, everybody.
Hey, how about your Rangers are in town? They suck. And the Astros are going to kick their ass all weekend. That's awesome. And you should sell John Clay Wolf your car because of it.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
I'm just laughing because they do suck.
Yeah, they do. So, how about this? That Houston gets over on Dallas all the time because you buy the cars here in Houston and sell them in Dallas.
This is true. We've been doing it for 22 years, and I don't know why the dynamic works, but that's the way it works. Cars bring more in Dallas than they do in Houston, especially the nice ones. The Houston dealers come to Dallas to buy them and bring them back to Houston. I don't make any sense.
But that's what happens. And Jack, is it still going on where you're getting more for cars now because of this whole steel thing with the president?
Yeah, the tax thing, the everything, the market's high, and the cars are bringing a premium right now. There's no doubt. Your cars, you know, a good car is worth probably $2,000 more right now than it was even last December.
Wow.
And I say we have between now and through the about 100 degree heat is when that trips the trigger to bring the market back down. I don't know why, but that's, again, just the dynamics of the used car force of nature.
That's awesome. All you got to do is go to givemethevin.com and check it out for yourself. And oh, by the way, if you can't beat CarMax's price, they're just going to send you $100. And he does it every single day. And you've had record months. It's unbelievable. You're looking to sell that vehicle. Givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com. And listen to John Clay Wolf tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97.5.
So on the radio, that's my favorite song. Make me bounce around like I don't know, like I won't be here long. Now the thrill of
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
819 ESPN 97.5. John Lance Dell, where he'll be here in about 40 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5. Okay, so we started to talk about some of the things going on. J.D. Davis beat it. He's out. He just started to hit, too. And dude's out. We talked about the Astros' most glaring flaw. We talked a lot of Rockets basketball. We just saw. Maybe we could get some sound from Daryl on Get Up. He was on Get Up with those people. Mm-hmm. And maybe we can get some sound. Really quickly talked about Reuben Foster.
Yeah, let's go into detail what he's charged with.
Really ugly stuff.
We're in the midst of a Me Too movement where women are coming forward who have been assaulted sexually and sexually harassed for years. It's almost an institutionalized thing. We were coming off of Ray Rice a few years back, basically losing his career. We've got other instances where Greg Hardy, in multiple stints before he, you know, they ended up, I guess when you have video, it's one thing. When you don't have video, isn't it amazing?
It is.
When there's no video.
Then it's just, although Greg Hardy, even, you know, he got a second chance, but.
Who gave him a second chance?
The Cowboys.
Oh.
But he couldn't handle that. And I don't know that Reuben Foster is going to be able to get through this.
He was with
his live-in girlfriend at a residence in Los Gatos, California on February 11th. He left her bruised and with a ruptured eardrum. Officials said Foster dragged her by her hair, physically threw her out of the house, and punched her in the head 8 to 10 times. Now, ruptured eardrum means
tremendous force.
Yeah, you really got after it on this on this girl. In this day and age, holy crap.
In any day and age, Florence Phillips dragged a girlfriend
but he played in the NFL after that?
Yeah, exactly. This has got to stop. If you're really serious about it, this guy should never play football again.
Right.
I'm being serious.
I'm serious.
Ray
too.
Rice didn't play. If you guys put it on Ray Rice, you should definitely
put it
on
this guy. Well, one of the reasons was Ray Rice didn't play was, one, yeah, that, and he averaged 3 yards a carry the year before.
Well, the thing is, everyone's saying, how do you not cut this guy immediately if you're the 49ers? I understand due process needs to play out. I never want to sacrifice, for as heinous as this is, I never want to sacrifice our standards of justice. I know it's easy to say, you know, cut him now and figure it out later. Let's figure things out and let's stay by our standards of justice, because we're a big enough guilty until proven innocent country right now as it is.
But that's the question.
But
when? Well, then and that's not it. Okay. He's charged with misdemeanor possession of a large capacity weapon magazine. During a search of the home, they found a Sig Sauer 5.16 and a large capacity magazine, both of which are illegal to possess in California. But the question is, when do you cut? When he's arrested? When he's charged?
Cannot be arrested.
When he's convicted?
Convicted.
So you don't cut until conviction. Well, you know unless, how long no, this
no,
could
no,
take?
No, you don't cut until you feel like you have all the facts. If you have enough facts that you believe we don't need the court thing, we've got the facts here, we've got the medical examination.
So you're going to try.
I think that you can do your own fact finding. You know how they always say, we're not going to have any further comments, or we're trying to gather all the information.
Right.
That's the standard thing that every team says. But I do think, John, you know, just like I do, if you do enough homework, sometimes there are things where you say, man, there's circumstances here. Like, some people didn't believe everything that was written about Tyreek Hill and what he had with his girlfriend. They got a side of the story that was a little different than was painted publicly, and that he couldn't fight the case in court because he didn't have the money for a defense attorney, and he just said guilty instead of he really should have fought the case if what people have said is true that I've heard behind the scenes. I don't know if it's accurate or not. I just know if the NFL, they got Frank Clark playing in the league who beat up his girlfriend. They've got David Irving who had some issues with the Cowboys. He had issues too. I mean, Tyreek Hill is in the league. These guys with some domestic violence issues.
Well, Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon, we know. We saw that on tape. So,
yeah, but, right. But Mike Brown told Eric Reed, well, are you going to, we can't, I don't know, we can't employ you because you might kneel for the national anthem. But Joe Mixon, come on.
Come on in.
Come on, Joe.
You dropped her, but that was when you were a freshman, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, we saw it too. Yep, nice right hook.
That you can get
but
that
this
upset
is,
that you punch a woman.
This is something that, I don't think Reuben Foster can come back
I
from.
I agree with you. And where we are right now in this day and age, when you try to slide guys by, you're not going to slide this by anyone.
No.
This is going to be, and it should be at the forefront. If you're serious about the Louis C.K.'s and all the other men in high places who are on the entertainment business, we got to start cutting it out of sports, too, because we're in sports world. We're not in the movie business and TV business. We're in sports, and we see this, and we've heard stories all the time about things, too. And this has really got to get cleaned up on our level as well, on the sports level.
Well, guys, it's a bigger deterrent to gamble than it is to hit a woman. Because you know, listen, I know I'm going to, if I get caught gambling, I'm out of the league forever.
I'm out of the Hall of Fame.
I'm out of the Hall of Fame. I'm out of the league. They're going to ban me from, but I can sure knock a woman around.
As long as there's no video.
As long as there's no video.
I can get some type, and I can get a fan base to buy into. They'll blindly back one of their own players, a fan base will,
yes,
and an organization will, if they have any sliver of reasonable doubt. And no video can create reasonable doubt as long as a lawyer says, we believe that when all the facts come out in this case, that our player is going to be exonerated. As soon as you say that, that's enough for people who want to believe. That's enough of a sliver of hope. Even though it could be total crap, if you say that, that sounds like enough, like, they got something.
Yeah.
I'm backing my guy. I'm not telling people to just turn coat on every time you hear something. You can't just go guilty. I mean, I can't tell anybody what to do because people are going to do what they're going to do. But if you're a team, every time if you get arrested or even charged, it's up to the team to go do their own research to find out. And if they feel like, man, Reuben was a turd before he got here. We knew it. We knew about some issues.
Why he dropped the 31st.
Yeah, and there's issues. Like, teams know about issues that you as fans won't know about, and a lot of times I won't know about. Like, I didn't know about – Charlie Cashley told me the Texans wouldn't – on draft day, the Texans wouldn't draft Sean Merriman. And I didn't know why. I just knew that he told me before the draft, hey, we're not drafting Merriman, okay? He was, like, preparing me for – because I was going to be on the draft broadcast. And I didn't know why, but he said if that comes up, they weren't going to draft him, and they weren't going to draft Sed Benson. I don't know what Sed Benson's issue was, but they weren't going to draft Benson. They weren't going to draft Merriman. Well, Merriman, it turns out, I found out
later. Was arrested on the boat with the girls.
Yeah, that happened later. I don't know what his issue was at Texas, but I don't know if it was drug tests.
That was at Texas, wasn't it?
Remember he broke in to re-steal his
own
stuff that somebody else stole from him, or I don't know. But it was when he was not at, I don't think he was at Texas with what you're talking about. But regardless, Merriman, I found out from another team at that time, and that was a while back, man. That was like when Travis Johnson was drafted. That was like 2009 maybe. I found out that, it's Travis Johnson draft. I found out that he had some domestic violence issues that never made it to the light of day. Like there were never any charges, there were never anything like that. But teams go find that stuff, and a lot of teams will know stuff about a player, and you won't know about it as a fan. Mel Kiper won't, and I won't, Mayock won't, or sometimes we will, and we're not supposed to say anything because, you know, because then they'll just say he's lying. We're gonna sue him, and even if they know we're telling the truth, it's not worth it to put it out there. If you can't substantiate it,
right?
You can
use the guise of character issues.
Yes, you can say that if you know that, or if you. He's fallen because there are some concerns about character behind the scenes. That's what you say.
That's it. Let's get Patrick in here. He wants to talk about Reuben Foster. What do you say, Patrick?
Hey, guys. Look, I'm just like you, I'm sure. I'm completely disgusted at Reuben Foster's alleged, and I say that very lightly, actions. And I think it is one of the biggest reasons, along with fantasy football and the mishandling of CTE and concussions, that the NFL is going down. I don't know how much longer it's going to last. The fan, nobody goes to games anymore. And I can tell you, I used to, run a couple of fan clubs for my favorite team, the Bears, in different cities across the country. And the female membership for those clubs or watching parties is down 90%. And it's because one big reason, we keep coddling or sweeping under the rug or giving too many chances to these abusers and to act as if it's not as big of a deal as it is. And kudos to you guys for calling it out and for talking about it, but too many sports publications or programs, and even on ESPN, it seems like they don't want to touch it. Like they're hiding it. And I understand there might be different contract or legal issues why they don't want to go into it as much as possible. But it's a problem. And I do not see it doing any justice to the league. And if they don't start calling it out and making it a big priority to stop drafting these players or put these players on probation before they can get drafted or something, the league's going down, gentlemen.
All right. I appreciate the phone call. I do wonder if membership or if the attendance by the female population, or really all of your attendance, if any of that drop was due to the fact that the Bears are 19-45 over the last 4 years. Not saying the other stuff's not wrong, but you have finished last in the division and won 19 games over 45 years. I mean, 19 games over 4 years.
The league's not going down. There's plenty. And you know what? The league does need to handle this correctly.
Yes. The league needs to get – they need to – societally, we're dealing with – as a society, whether you – well, I don't see how you could not agree with people who are sexual abusers or whatever.
Look, Kevin Spacey can't work right now. Louis C.K. can't work right now because people won't hire them. If the NFL says, we're not hiring you, we're not letting you in our league because you're an a-hole that hits women, then you know what? They'll be better off.
Yeah, and you know, the argument like against Michael Vick, well, Michael Vick deserves a right to play. Michael Vick deserved a right to play if a team would allow him to play, but you know, Michael Vick went to prison. He served time.
Mm-hmm.
He did time for what he did was heinous and all that stuff. I'm not saying he didn't. Michael Vick walked the walk. I mean, he talked the talk, but then he had to walk the walk, which was prison time. So he went through that. And that's why I believed if teams said no, we don't want to hire that guy, that's well within their rights. If they don't want to hire Eric Reed or Colin Kaepernick, they're within their rights to do so. Now you don't have to like it, and you can protest, and you can do whatever. But at the end of the day, teams have the right to do that. It takes one team to say, I do want to hire that guy, and they're going to as well. With Reuben Foster, this almost needs to be a league mandate. that if you get something like this,
oh, then there's collusion,
because,
Lance.
Because no. Well, it's collusion if it's collusion if it's a Colin Kaepernick thing. You know, that can smell of collusion, but collusion means they're all together about this. I think it's just all the owners individually have the same concerns.
I believe that with Kaepernick too, but
Kaepernick versus Reuben Foster. I mean, come on, Colin Kaepernick. It's an expression of what he. But whether you believe in it or not, that's an expression of belief.
Yeah, no. I didn't say that. No, yeah. Well, if it is a league, well, then make it a. You're right. Make it a league rule, not collusion. Well, hey, let's not hire Reuben Foster. Let make it a rule.
Right.
You are charged. You sit until it's all resolved, and if it's resolved poorly for you, if you're convicted, you're not playing in our league. That's it.
You can petition to get back in.
You can.
Well, why not that? I mean, you could say a two-year, but then people could say, why does he get to come back after 2 years?
Right.
For really, 2 years is the sentence for beating, for punching a woman in the head 8 to 10 times?
That's right.
Hardy,
well, you can't put
choking a woman almost to death and throwing her on a bed full of
guns. Again, then you're putting a number on it. How about You get convicted of domestic violence, and you're not in our league anymore. That's all. There are a lot of good football players. There are plenty of good football players.
In real life, you face a stiff penalty.
Like 11 years in prison.
Yeah, in real life. So I don't think it's wrong for fans or other players, because there's plenty of players who don't want that in their league. Most of the players don't want anything like that in their league. Unless you're a serial abuser of women, you don't want that in your league. You don't want that in your teammates.
No. All right. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here and talk about it.
I'm going to tell you about Menstee Clinic. Chance for you. I went in yesterday, in and out. Took about 8 minutes. Go in, weigh, find out. You know, they do that. They weigh you because they want to know if you have any gaining in water weight, or are you having any, you know, reactions to the dosage that you get when you improve your testosterone levels. My weight is down. I started to, you know, do my workouts, and I can tell you this because it happened for me 2 years ago when I dropped about 24, 26 pounds. When you start working out, the workouts, you see better results, and it's because the testosterone level is where it's supposed to be. If your testosterone level has been low and you work out, you're not going to get the same results. You can fatigue earlier, you don't get rid of the belly fat the same way, and you don't see the same results in your upper and lower body. When you have your testosterone where it's supposed to be, like when you're in your 20s and in your 30s, you do see results like when you were in your 20s and 30s. Men's T Clinic can get your results where they need to be. And there's 4 locations here in the Houston area. There's a Pasadena location. There's a Pearland location. There is a location in Cypress. There's a location in the Heights. Which one? You're close to one of them. So go to the website, menstclinic.com, and figure out which one makes the most sense for you. That's menstclinic.com. Tell them Lance Erline sent you by.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, at Prime Social, you're going to be able to play some of the best poker that that you can find in Houston, and you're going to get a good game. Trust me, you're going to get great tournaments every day at noon, except on Sundays at 2 o'clock, because it gives you time to go to church before you get your poker on. And they are going to have tournaments. The Saturday tournament is always the biggest tournament, so get in there and get your buy-in in. They have rebuys in a lot of in most tournaments. Every once in a while, they have a freeze-out tournament where you get your money in, and you know, when you're knocked out, you're knocked out. You make it to the final table almost every single time, you're going to make some money. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's a great way to compete. But they have fixed limit cash games, like one and three limit, one and three no limit hold'em, which is basically a relatively friendly game, to be honest with you. $200 and $300, you sit for that amount. You can sit down and play. Maybe you want to say, hey, I don't want to drive to Louisiana. I want to fly to Vegas. I want to play some cards here in Houston. So I'm going to play a little higher because I don't have to go take those trips. You can do that as well. I can tell you this. They have food waiting for you that they'll even serve you at the table. They have great staff to make sure and take care of you. And it is easily the nicest facility. 20 felt tables, brand new oversized chairs for you to sit in. It's a comfortable atmosphere with TVs lined across the way. So When you're in there, you want to watch Astros, put that on. You want to watch playoff basketball, put that on. We had March Madness in there. They'll have football in there. You'll be able to see your favorite games and still get your poker on at PrimeSocialTX.com, located at 7801 Westheimer.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
838 ESPN 97.5. Congratulations to Lance. He just started a new... Now when you go... when you drop a deuce or a trace, it's considered meeting with David Gow.
Yeah. So some people have stomach issues, and maybe they can't come to work. Man, I'm having a long meeting with Mr. Gow.
Someone in my office just had a meeting with David Gow and didn't flush. Sicko.
Why y'all hating okay. on the fact that
no, we're trying no, to get congratulations, new clients. Our boss respected, and now he's associated with dropping a deuce or a trace or a quattro, whatever you dropped in there.
Trying to get new clients. Listening to John Granato and Lance Zierlein regarding the NFL, the biggest issue the league has is the concussion problem. It's not even close. The brain injuries are real. No, I think it's a huge problem, a concussion problem. I think that is a big concern in sports, in soccer, in boxing, likely in MMA. I mean, boxing, you know what we were talking about? Boxing was monstrous when we were kids, right? Mm. It was monstrous for a long, long time. Literally, you've got guys who can't speak anymore. I mean, it's not a Muhammad Ali at Parkinson's.
Surprisingly, you had all those punches to the head
exactly.
affect you later in life.
Marvin Hagler had trouble speaking. Thomas Hearns was just terrible. Like, they would do jokes about it on In Living Color. Sugar Ray Leonard was slower in his speech. Even Roy Jones Jr. I mean, it is something that you see. Meldrick Taylor was basically wiped from the face of the earth for all the ring wars he had coming up in Philly. That's not... Like, this isn't anything new, right? Brain, you take substantial trauma to the head, it can have an impact on the brain. That's why the league has to fundamentally make changes, and they are making changes. I give them credit for that. It is a massive problem. We shouldn't have this shouldn't even be a problem for the league. If the NFL sees this and due process has taken place, they should shut a player down and say, boom, you're done. You can apply for reinstatement like Josh Gordon did at some point. Josh Gordon wasn't, right. You know, Josh Gordon was drugs and DUI, you know, Josh Gordon's was different, but you can apply for reinstatement.
And exactly, but and this is part of the problem. Gambling, it's considered worse. Smoking weed is considered worse than domestic violence. You have to put an end to this. If guys know if they hit a woman that they're not going to be able to play, they're going to stop hitting women. So and the league looks like a bunch of idiots because they take a harder stance against weed than they do against hitting women. Let's get Lafayette in here. He wants to talk on the radio. What do you say, Lafayette?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? So look, are we at a point in this society where now we're going to hold athletes to a higher standard than the people that run the country? Because if I'm not mistaken, this country just elected a guy who there's evidence, there's actual recorded evidence of him saying, hey, us rich guys, we can do whatever we want to women. And not only that, but he has people on his staff who have issues with domestic violence, mm-hmm. yet he defended that person. And even though they got him out of the White House, guess what? He still has a job somewhere within his organization.
No. One of them, I can't remember the name, but he is out, but it was once it was uncovered, once people knew about it. Yeah, you're right. There was a guy with domestic... I can't remember his name.
But the guys behind the scenes already knew about it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And the nation knew, they ran him out, but they still gave him a job within his organization, not necessarily within the White House, but he still works for the Trump organization in some capacity.
Yeah, probably
so. They made sure he kept the job and kept his money flowing, but... We want to hold athletes to a higher standard.
No, I want to hold everybody.
And these are the same people, but now those people that are defending him and would right. go to war for the guy in office who would tell you, oh, man, he's the greatest. These are the same people who are saying, oh, man, the NFL needs to get these bums out of here. They need to get these thugs out of here. They don't deserve to play.
If you do, well, okay, then that's, yeah, if you do, that's, then you're a hypocrite. If you say one and you don't, I mean, I agree with, I think the standard should be, you got to be consistent. If it's not good for one person, it's not good for all people. And it's not good for NFL play. I don't believe anybody should talk about women like that or should treat women like that.
Hey, this is a
you're not going to be charged for a crime with what Trump did. You don't get charged for a crime. It's not a felony. It's not a felony attempt to whatever. I mean, there is a difference there, but I don't believe should treat any women like that.
Okay, we weren't talking about the president or what the president did, or this is a sports show. We'll leave that to the 7:40 or whatever their shows are. They're political shows, because I don't want to get into. Now Lafayette is going to, my president. You know, I don't want to. Look, okay, well, this is not a political show. So, agreed, Lafayette. Everybody should be held to the same standards. But this is not. I don't want to get into the whole Trump thing. Good Lord, and not condoning condoning none of it. This isn't a political show. So you want to get rid of the president, then you should. What I want to do is make sure that the NFL is great. Okay? And I want to make sure that, guys aren't beating up their wives. I can't
take on. That
should
be a lock. That should be a lock. No one should want that.
I don't know that we can take on our president. I don't know.
No one should.
But maybe we can change something in the NFL.
No one should.
That's likely. Which one's more likely, changing something in the NFL or changing policy with the government?
Oh, God. NFL.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's already changing. I mean, what happened with Ray Rice, what happened with Greg Hardy, what happened, it changed the look of the NFL.
If people don't like Colin Kaepernick kneeling, has it changed for Colin Kaepernick? Have you seen changes there? Yeah. The NFL doesn't want any smoke from anything that's going to hurt their product.
They've always done that, but it's always been about, are you worth it? Like, if Greg Hardy put 15 sacks on the board, because the Cowboys gave him a chance to be productive, if he had put up 15 sacks, he would still have a job. Because they gave him a shot, and he just wasn't good enough to fade everything
with it. So what you're saying is sad but true. The better you are, the better your chance is of fading the Heat.
Look, the NFL can sell whatever, and Reuben Foster's a rookie, and he was okay last year, so fine. Reuben Foster.
You're not getting out of it.
Go
think
away, Reuben Foster.
Foster's not going to get out of
this. But you know what? If Reuben Foster was an All-Pro, and they're a multiple-time All-Pro, and this got pleated down, and he was eligible to play, he'd still be on the roster.
Can we? Do you have precedent?
Well, I mean, not necessarily beating women, but Lawrence Little. What's his first name?
Oh, Leonard Little.
Leonard Little.
He was considered a productive player. Yeah, I know you vehicularly killed someone.
Different time, though. Different era. Really was. If that happened today,
it was
DWI. He killed a mom.
Well, and he still got to play. He killed someone.
But there's a different time, too.
That is kind of hard to believe that he.
I know.
He was immediately still allowed to play. And Greg Hardy.
He got to play?
He was actually in court. Like, he was holding me in the bathtub, choking me, and I thought I was going to die. Like, all that was already out there.
When he was already convicted in North Carolina.
And he was still able, and the Cowboys were like, I just don't know. Feels like this is a work. Feels like this is a setup. Somebody's trying to set him up.
Well, no, because that now he had to have a jury, but a judge found him guilty, but then she settled, and he was exonerated.
Cowboys have David Irvin, Randy Gregory, and they had Greg Hardy. They're taking some shots on character. They're not afraid of that. I can tell you that much.
Different time. The Bengals. Yeah, Joe Mixon. Hey, come on.
The Bengals always do this.
Yeah, so they're
Pac-Man, Vontez Perfect.
They're going to be teams who are going to straddle that line.
Well, they take talent. The Bengals are known as the cheapest organization in football, right? So if they can get a first-round talent in the third round or a fourth-round talent in the seventh round, they do it. They're the team that will do it. Although Pac-Man was, I'm trying to remember if he had heat on him before he came on into the league, but I'm guessing he had some edge at West Virginia too.
You think?
Yeah, I just can't remember.
Let's catch up.
We will take a break right now. We've got an agent who's got something interesting, and we'll mention that. But I do want to get to, we want to get to the Astros. We haven't even Astro'd up yet today. The best team in the division.
When you were meeting with Mr. Gow, we were astroing up. Yeah.
okay.
Yeah, when you're having
when you had a meeting with Mr. Gal.
When we were bringing new revenue into the station.
Or when you had a meeting with Mr. Gal called an Upper Decker for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Nope. I don't know who you
guys
are talking
to. Man, I just ate off this taco truck. Tore me up. I've David Gal five times already. You see what you did to Mr. Gal's name? Do you see what you did?
Just disrespectful by you guys.
Disrespected his name.
Let me tell you something right now, brother. My good friend, Craig DeSurf over there, has said, hey, tell all of your listeners to come in because we got some special things going on right now for at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, and we want them to all be able to take advantage of the 1500 Crew Cab LT model. It's employee pricing for everyone. It's minus all the rebates. So it's up to $13,000 off MSRP with GMC Financial Financing, $8,000 off in-stock 2018 GMC Acadias. And if that's not enough, if you want a brand new 2017 and you really want to knock it out of the park, they've got a few of those left in stock as well. Really good vehicles. And they said they'll make unbelievable deals. All you have to do is ask to speak with one of the killer D's, and that's Craig DeSurf or Rick Drenner or the DeLuna brothers, and they will make sure and take care of you. And that's cars, trucks, and SUVs. Oh, don't sleep on a 2017s. It may not be the newest model, but it's a brand new model, and the discounts are extremely deep there. Head down to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC and take advantage of these amazing prices. To see all the vehicles they have in stock, go to LanceZCars.com.
Hola, soy José Altuve, All-Star y MVP. Si necesitas un vehículo nuevo, ven a Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick and GMC. Chevy, te encuentra camino.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Shut up, Cade. The Angels are beating up on the A's, Rangers, and Royals, and John Granato's ready to crown their ass. P.S. Rory Sabatini out here crushing it. I just don't want the Angels to get any kind of momentum or like think they're good. I wanted the Angels to start 4-9, not 4-11, not 11-4. That's what I wanted. I want everybody to think that they suck. They're feeling pretty damn good about themselves in Los Angeles right now, Cade, and that's something we can't have. So, the Astros are the team of this division, and they're looking up. 13 games in, they're looking up, a game and a half behind.
Man, the Angels are taking a David Gal all over the league right now.
Wow, that's disrespectful. You just said that.
No,
you started
that's
it.
Disrespectful.
Y'all
we're
know
not
that
doing,
he owns
we're
the
not
company,
doing that
right?
Here. We're not doing
you're
that.
You're the one who made it a trend. I'm just following
no,
along.
You
no,
the
I
one
never
that...
made it a trend. I just said I met him. You guys extrapolated.
No.
Yes,
this
you guys started
terrible.
Using that as a euphemism, not me.
Bonda said this. I don't know who Bonda is. But Manny, who I'm going to have to apologize to later in the show, retweeted it or liked it. I refuse to believe that the core of your character as a player was represented by Game 6 last year. You were the best in the world at the game of basketball this season. Lock in, James Harden. Be great. This is your time. Will James Harden be better in the postseason than he was in the regular season?
No. He's 31. I mean, no. There's nothing that would lead me. You going to put a gun to my... Okay, if I'm making it... If we're doing odds, I'll say no is minus 160. So, I don't think you can go too crazy with it, but...
So, one of the criticisms of James Harden is that he's not as good in the postseason. Well, in elimination, James is just terrible. We know that. But that he's not overall...
Shooting percentage dries up, typically, as a rocket. That's not debatable. Two-point, three-point... It dries up. A lot of the other
dries
stuff is relatively
is a little,
similar.
Is hard. It drops.
Yeah, it drops pretty substantially in a lot of series. But can he play at relatively the same level? If he does, that's all I wanted to do. If you play the same level, the Rockets are going to win. They're going to go to the Western Conference Finals, and they're going to have a great shot at winning. If you don't, then we may be having some sad conversations.
What is James' thinking right now? Is he...
Do you really want to play what is James thinking right now game?
Well,
you know what he's thinking right now is, should I get something to eat now before I go to sleep or no?
No, he's not thinking that at 8:56 in the morning. Should I get
some... There's a chance. James can be... James does James things and can get you 31 a game.
Yeah, he doesn't have
That's why he's the MVP.
He's been off since what? When's the last time he actually played?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. He doesn't have a game till Sunday.
Come on,
you don't think he could just be getting in?
Yes, he can be.
Well, see, I don't want to know about that.
And you know, that's why he's the MVP.
You know, move to the left or something. I don't want to know
anything.
He
can give you 31 doing that. That doesn't appeal to you.
Well, I want to know, is James gripping a little bit? Is there any doubt because it is the playoffs? Is there more pressure? Is he. That's what, not about eating sandwiches or having her move to the left. I'm not talking about that.
I didn't say anything about her.
I didn't either.
Well, you know that there's some.
Somewhat.
There's some big booty involved in, okay, if James is still up.
I don't know.
I thought we were talking about assist to turnover ratio.
I thought we were discussing. When did it turn back to the left or step back to the right?
I thought we were PER, going the efficiency rating.
Yeah.
Well, how efficient does
James
have to be?
Doing efficiency rating at 9 in the morning.
How efficient does James have to be to do what he does off the court and still do what he does on the court?
That's a high volume shooter.
Now, there's a question. Now, there's a legitimate
question. High volume shooter.
I wish they would take that. Would MVP voters take into account what James does off the court? He would be. There wouldn't even be a question. Even Mike Greenberg would be like, "All right, give it to James."
scratch. Everyone else gets scratched off. Like what he's doing is incredible. Can you imagine? Like, not since Jordan have we seen this kind of action on and off the court. And Jordan kept it quiet. James just got pictures of him at clubs. It's like he's not. Although I do think people keep it a little more quiet with James. There used to be this site called In the Club or In the Mix or something like that. It was a digital magazine, and it would show pictures of Rockets. Like Bonzi Wells was always in there, and then I saw James pictures, and I was like, do they want this out? Them party? I mean, it's one thing if it's a social event or whatever, but you don't want it at certain clubs. You probably don't want your.
Well, when Daryl Morey found out that Chris Paul was coming, it was 4 in the morning. He said the first person I called was James because I knew he'd be up.
Oh, well, I mean, okay. As long as we're all being real about this.
Yeah. I mean, even the general manager and everybody laughed. But you know what? They laughed because, well, it's true.
Yeah, they laughed because it's true, right. And everyone knew it was true.
All right, we got to get Sports Map.
Hitting Whataburger right now.
94.1.
Can I get a burger or do I have to get a taquito? Mr. Harding,
and
you
what
can
do you
have
girls? And what
want.
Do you? What do you? All you girls want?
Let me get
some
10
fries.
Taquita.
Can I get some fries?
Can you do fries? Can I get a picture? No, James is ordering.
No. Let's talk right now about my peeps over at HR&P. James wouldn't be an HR issue there. James is getting the job done, right? Well, you, my friends. If you have any HR issues, you don't want to take care of it. You want HR&P to take care of it. You don't want to be the guy who messed up on the HR. You don't want to be the guy like what happened with Mark Cuban and the Dallas organization. No, you don't want that. What you want is a company that's going to be able to come in and say, this is not how we do it. Okay? That is not what we do here. And that's what HR&P can do. That is something that, look, you can lose your business, and people have lost their business because they mishandled it. Now, this is tax time. I mean, literally right now is tax time. Is your payroll company taking care of your taxes? Are they taking care of your Affordable Care Act? Has it been seamless and smooth doing all of the taxes for all of your people? If it hasn't been, then call my people because they are awesome at it, and they're experts in the Affordable Care Act. So give them a call and get out of your company. All right? 281-881, and yep. I'll give you the number when we come back. But right now, it's HRP.net.
On the other side.
On the
we're
other side.
Find out about
when
HRP.
We come back, I'm going to give you the number to HRP.
Keep it right here.
HRP.net. HRP.net.
We don't make knee-jerk decisions.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.